From the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio. Indeed it is. I'm Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio located in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We have a great show tonight. We have a fabulous ensemble of musicians. We have a wonderful audience, as always. Give yourselves another big hand. This is live. We are having great fun. And if you're just listening to us right now on the air, too bad. You're missing out. But at least you get to enjoy the music in whatever you're doing elsewise. As I said, we have a great ensemble of musicians. We're going to start tonight with some friends that have joined us, Bill and Kate Isles. They've traveled from their home in Duluth to soak up some of our Florida sunshine. Not really, actually, they came here to see all of you because we are family after all, and their brand of storytelling it certainly resonates with all of us. Bill, who was born and raised in Duluth, took a 25-year hiatus from performing until a sudden heart attack in the early 90s inspired him to start writing again. Good way to do his second chance there. Since that time, he's become one of the most well-known singer-songwriters in the Minnesota acoustic scene, garnering all sorts of attention, both nationally and internationally. Kate was a closet singer-songwriter when she came to a CD release concert for Bill's first CD, Weightless, after hearing a public radio interview, of all things. She bought the CD and signed up on his email list, and the rest, as they say, is history. A history chronicled in their song, Public Radio, A True Story, a song, incidentally, that we asked them to write. And so we feel a special connection to their story. Please join me in welcoming Bill and Kate Isles.
Thank you.
What brought you here today? What perils seem to mark your way? Was there wind? Were there fires? Did you give in to old desires? Did you rise? Did you fall? Was there anything at all? Was there anything at all? What did you learn along the way? Who did you meet? What did you say? Were your eyes open wide? Did you see the other side? Did you bleed? Did you sin? Would you do it all again? Would you do it all again? One thing about light, it's always new. It's at the speed of light that I see you. When it shines on your face, all the gravity's erased. Sometimes red or silver blue, everyone's a different hue. Everyone's a different hue. What brought you here today? What perils seem to mark your way? Was there wind? Were there fires? Did you give in to old desires? Did you rise? Did you fall? Was there anything at all? Was there anything at all? Was there anything at all? Was there anything at all?
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, so good to be back here again. We've been on the road a lot, and we love Florida so much, and we're looking at property. No, just kidding.
We're actually traveling now, not right this week, but with a travel trailer we bought this fall, and it's really changed our touring life a lot, having our home being pulled behind us as we travel. How many songwriters do we have here tonight? Raise your hands, please, if you're a songwriter. One. See, statistically, that's about right. So how many of you have ever made up a song to taunt one of your siblings? See how many songwriters we actually have here tonight. Well, as a songwriter, I want my songs to, I want the theme, the style of the music to match the glimmer of story that I've come up with. So I try to come up with a style that kind of matches it. That last song kind of had motion. It dealt with planets and our own orbits and that kind of thing. And let me show you an example of a mismatch, okay? I made this up for the purpose of this lesson. I won the lottery today. See, that just doesn't work. You wouldn't even listen to the rest of the song. He goes, what's wrong with that guy? But you could change a few words and actually match the words to the style. I won the lottery 10 years ago. Now I have no friends and had to learn how to play the banjo to make a living. This song's called Old Fences. It was inspired by an old picket fence that's in our neighborhood in Duluth, Minnesota. And we were out for a walk, and I said to Kate, we were walking by this old fence, I said, I love those old fences when they've fallen into a state of disrepair. And she said she did too. And I realized I'd never written a song with the word disrepair in it. And here is my chance. So here's the song, and I picked, I want it to sound like you're out for a walk. I like old fences where they've fallen into disrepair. A few slats missing and the wood is weathered bare.
Old fences bring to me a sense of time of history, stretched between the posts of faded memories.
But nothing lasts forever. It'll all fall down like wood and stone and metal. Return into the ground. No, nothing lasts forever except the finest kind, like the joy I feel when you're on my mind. I like those old stone walls built along a woodland road. Cracks and moss growing up and down each side.
I like those stone walls too, an iron gate to let us through, down a path into a world that's out of view.
Nothing lasts forever, it'll all fall down like wood and stone and metal. Turn into the ground. No, nothing lasts forever except the finest kind, like the joy I feel when you're on my mind.
Walls and fences are all about, they keep it in and they keep it out. They let you know how life has been. Sometimes they're best for straddling.
By kids and cattle kings with twisted wire and secret things. Safety lies behind the line. What's yours is yours and mine is mine.
But nothing lasts forever. It'll all fall down like wood and stone and metal. Return into the ground. No, nothing lasts forever except the finest kind, like the joy I feel when you're on my mind. There's a joy I feel when you're on my mind.
So I know. know you heard a little bit, but how many of you are wondering about the full story about how we met? How many of you refuse to raise your hands no matter what the question is? Yeah. Well, Kate did come to that CD release show in 2001, 12 years ago this past December, after hearing an interview on one of our local public radio stations. And she bought a CD, she signed up for my email list, and then she asked me to autograph the CD. And I just thought, grounds for marriage. That's right. But I shouldn't have been surprised, because there was a big sign right in the window of the coffee house that said, free high-speed complimentary wifey. Boo all you want, I'm going to keep telling it. So this is that song. It's called Public Radio, A True Story. One, two, three, four. And thanks to Dr. Enid Siskin for asking us to write this song. I had just returned to music after 20-something years. I recorded my first album, filled with hope, love and tears.
I was driving down from Hawkridge, listening to a local show. Heard his voice in songs and stories. They're on public radio,
public radio. I heard it first on public radio.
Sing along.
Public radio. Songs of life on public radio.
That's only in the live version. At the venue I was singing, when I saw her sitting there, sort of pensive and contemplative, with her feet up on a chair.
Traveled into thoughts and feelings, places where my mind would go, from the lyrics of those sweet songs. Thanks to public radio,
public radio. I heard it first on public radio. Public radio. Songs of life on public radio.
I went up and bought an album, asked him if he'd sign it too. Put my address on his mail list.
So of course I proposed to you.
We met first to have some coffee.
Oh yeah,
you know how our story goes. Now we're singing songs together, here on public radio.
Public radio.
I heard it first on public radio. Public radio. Songs of life on public radio.
Well, we're going to wrap up this set with our medley of our hit. It's our most requested song, and it's a song, a true story about my grandfather who worked up on the Iron Range in Minnesota, worked for the railroad, the Duluth, Winnipeg, and Pacific Railroad. And I think some of you might know this song, and you can sing along if you do. I learned a few years ago, it was actually just over 10 years ago, that my grandpa used to sneak the hobos into the roundhouse at night and let them sleep indoors, even on those cold Minnesota nights, which start right around August 1st. And they last until around the 31st of July. Yeah. But he did that, and he could have gotten fired for doing that. It was very much against the railroad rules to help the hobos. But he did it anyway with six kids at home. I was really moved by that story, and I knew I had to write a song about this ethical dilemma that he had, whether to play it safe or help those who were less fortunate. So here's Hobos in the Roundhouse. From 7 to 7, every night of the week, fixing trains in the roundhouse, I work on my feet.
And I told my children, I hope the bed bugs don't bite. And I got hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. From Akron and Hinckley and Prairie du Chien, they are soldiers and lawyers, and I believe what they're saying. And I'll rouse them at four, and they'll head down the line. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond heads. On your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be my hobo sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Well, they hired a new man to work as a guard. Every morning at sunrise, he checks out the yard. But for now, I won't trust him, though he seems pretty nice. I got hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond heads. On your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Well, I asked my Savior, what should I do? If I'm caught helping hobos, my job could be through. I heard the answer so clear and so bright. Are my hobos sleeping in your roundhouse tonight? Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond heads. On your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack bed. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, boys.
Thanks so much, everybody. See you later.
Bill and Kate Isles, and they will be back with us in the second half of the program. This is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. On the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by our friends at the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. And we thank our sponsors for their help to keep this program going.
Yeah.
All right. So excited about our next guest. Amy Spiess began her creative career in the theater, actually, acting with the National Shakespeare Company and other classical repertory theaters before pursuing music full time. At some point in her career, she was discovered by Judy Collins. That is, Judy Collins heard her, was impressed with her amazing voice and style. She signed her to her Wildflower record label, and she subsequently released two critically acclaimed albums. Judy herself recorded one of Amy's songs, The Weight of the World, calling it one of the best political folk songs I've ever heard. And I'm telling you, go to YouTube. It's there, The Weight of the World, Amy performing it, not Judy Collins, and it's powerful stuff. You'll like it. You'll like the video. Mary Gaucher says of her voice, there are voices that serve as a bridge from the past to the future and act as soul connectors. And as a people, we need them to keep singing. Amy Spiess has such a voice. She's one in a million. Amy's got it, and then some. She is a timeless artist, a time traveler, part past, part future. And that's a good thing, a really good thing. Her newest album, How to Sleep in a Stormy Boat, is receiving critical acclaim from all corners. Legendary rock critic Dave Marsh calls it the most daring, confident, ambitious, and beautiful album Amy's made since she began recording. The New York Times writes, for those who argue that poetry is a dying genre, I suggest listening to Amy Spiess. Please welcome her.
On the ways of men, his fickle heart turns once again. This morning I was poetry, this evening there's no use for me. I wish that I had never known the things that two might win alone, when bearing more than flesh and bone, the inner self stands dark as stone. I held his heart, or so he said, although he was already wed. And so he said, and so I thought, I'd let him in when I should not. For he was not mine to let in, and something told me 'tis no sin to give to one who wants you so. Let down your guard, girl, off you go. Well, I followed him down gravel path and found the courage then to laugh when sharp bare feet met sharp cold stones. I didn't want to be alone. But ah, his words were warm and sweet. It tempered salty, bloody feet where pain and joy were both complete. I lost my mind in vain deceit. Oh, fie upon the ways of men. His fickle heart turns once again. This morning I was poetry, this evening there's no use for me. I wish that I had never known the things that two might win alone, when bearing more than flesh and bone, the inner self stands stark as stone. We are the drunks and the dreamers, the criers and cheaters, the ones you'll find down on our knees. We are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. We are fleers and fighters, lying backbiters, begging against a reprise. And we are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. We are lovers and liars, starting small fires, burning our hearts to the ground. And we are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. We are greedy and growling, full moon howling, if only to hear it out loud. And we are the fortunate ones. Yes, we are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones, the fuel in this crazy machine, for dreaming the things that we dream, for saying the things that we say when we say we are light of day sleepers and midnight mistreaters, keeping the monsters at bay, and we are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. So this is the part where if I played the harmonica like many other folk singers do, I'd be playing a really bad harmonica solo. And you are the fortunate one. Oh, we are the fortunate ones, the fuel in this crazy machine, for dreaming the things that we dream, for saying the things that we say when we say. We're the raging pretenders, the five-time offenders, hurting nobody more than ourselves, and we are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. But we're impossible light, and we're holding on tight to hearts we took down from the shelves. We are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so good to be here. I feel very fortunate to be in Florida. Although it doesn't feel like Florida. Y'all were supposed to bring me some warm weather. I live in Nashville, Tennessee these days, and it has been unseasonably awful there. I don't know how it's been here. I know this is northern Florida, but let's just not talk about the weather. That's a boring topic, right? Well, that's all I can think about, because it's been like I moved from New York City to Nashville for the southern climate. Things aren't working out so well. I think I need to keep going south. Maybe... Where's the next stop after Nashville? It would be Pensacola. Yeah, it's not working out so well for you guys because it's a little cold today. So I'm going, where's the next stop? I have to get Key West. Oh, now you're talking. Jeez, I'd have to have a whole new wardrobe. This is the title track of my newest record. Of the morning sun, and I've heard it said that's when trouble comes, and I've been blown by this wind, and I know this sea. And I've been out here before. It's not a map that I need. Show me how to fly in a starless sky. Help me to hold on when there's no guiding light. Teach me how to sleep, how to sleep in a storm. This love, and I know these waves. There's no compass on earth could guide my way. Oh, I still don't know at the end of the day. Is it as simple as this? asleep in a stormy This record has been a really interesting process. When I started out my career, as Pat said, in theater, and you know, when I started writing songs, I had to make a choice, so I left the theater behind, and I haven't done any acting, any plays for a long, long time. But when I was writing this record, I was going through a whole lot of change in my life, and I found myself picking up my old collected works of Shakespeare, because really that's what we all do, don't we? Just sitting by our bed. One day you're like, I don't know, maybe I'll read Hamlet today to pick myself up. You know, it was kind of what I was trying to do. I was trying to make myself feel better about my life, because I figured if I read, you know, Shakespeare, it would certainly make me feel better about my problems, because at least I don't have the ghost of my dead father running around screaming at me. But they all, you know, those conversations that were going on in that world, in those plays that I knew so well because they kind of sat in my bloodstream from my days when I was doing theater in New York City, they started coming up and kind of speaking to these lyrics that I had already been writing. And I realized that I was in a kind of a conversation with, you know, perhaps my old self or perhaps, I don't know, some of these characters. I decided to go for it. I figured, why not? So these songs are a little bit of a back and forth between some characters, which is why there's a whole lot of sea imagery and weather imagery in it. This is a duet on the new record. It's a duet with a wonderful singer-songwriter from Oklahoma. His name is John Fulbright. Yeah, he's not bad. Says the sea to the shore when the evening tide came in, I am here to tell you tales of where I've been. In the shells I whispered my love songs in secret rhyme and left them at your door for you to find. Tempered the force of my waves when your gods would roar and took care of the ships full of men that you sent off to war. And I've longed for you for so long, said the sea to the shore. Said the shore to the sea, you left me here too long. That I was promised to the moon while you were gone. He waited until the brightest night to demand my hand under his fullest light. And promised he'd always stay and watch over me. Oh, why did you wait till now, said the shore to the sea. Said the sea to the shore, I swore that I'd return. And here I am with all that I have learned. Yes, I can hold you now with arms of foam and spray, touching you with the coming of dusk and the breaking of day, smoothing out the folds on every stone, said the sea to the shore, don't leave me here alone. Said the shore to the sea, you said all these things before. And I tell you, I can't hear them anymore. Oh, there was a time once I'd have given in. I'd hear your savage white caps rolling. Your troughs would come up slow beneath my chin. Your mist would kiss me softly on my skin, leaving salty trails where you had been. My legs would give out in your undertow. Oh, but see, that was a long, long time. So the sea took one last look and turned away. And the shore was more than strong enough to stay. And castles melted back into the sand. Driftwood drifted up into the land. Rocks rose up proud and shiny skin. And shells began their gossiping again. Thank you so much.
Amy Spies, and Amy will also be back with us in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live, coming to you live this evening, as always, from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We do this live the first Thursday of every month, and then we run encore programs on WWF 88.1 FM, that is, every Thursday night. And we also have it as a television program on Channel 4 on Cox Cable every weekday, or every weeknight, I should say, at 9 p.m. So you have lots of opportunities to see the program. We also have it available. The audio portion is usually available within a couple of days on our website and our Radio Live archives. So if you enjoyed yourself tonight, you can listen to it again in a couple of days all over again and enjoy it again. All right. We're having such a good time. You all having a good time tonight? All right. Good. Award-winning songwriter Julie Patchouli and master guitarist Bruce Hextall light up the air with their sparkling acoustic sounds and their powerful chemistry. Famous for that smiling voice that instantly turns a bad day into a good one, Julie's down-to-earth and hopeful songwriting is labeled New American Folk, blending elements of folk, pop, flamenco, and jazz with world beat rhythms. Their sound has been described as the harmonies of Simon and Garfunkel meet the guitar brilliance of the Gypsy Kings. Dubbed the hardest working folk duo in America, Julie and Bruce have produced an incredible body of work enough to fill a library, with 12 albums featuring their own brand of original modern folk music and 5 CDs under the name Terra Guitarra for their all-instrumental Spanish-style project, including a holiday music CD, Winter Solstice. City Pages writes, "Patchouli Live is amazing. I compare it to taking a yoga class in a field of running Mustangs." Please join me in welcoming Patchouli.
It's so nice to be back here, and thanks for coming back. If you saw us last time we were here, we're glad that Radio Live is back on the air, and we're happy to be back to do it. We're going to start with an instrumental piece from, as he was talking, our project called Terra Guitarra, the Land of Guitar, and we put out a new CD since the last time we were here. It's called Dragonfly, and this is the first song on that new CD. It's called Janvier, which is the French word for the month we're not going to talk about anymore.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. As I mentioned, that's from a CD called Dragonfly, and that's the newest of our instrumental CDs. It's also, we just found out about 2 weeks ago, it's been nominated as Best Instrumental Album Acoustic on the ZMR radio charts, which is the World Music New Age radio charts, so we're really excited about that. And what that means to us is we get to go to New Orleans and find out if we win or not. So, we're pretty happy being in the top five, but a trip to New Orleans is pretty exciting, too. We're going to play a song. We also put out a new CD with all songs that we have lyrics and singing to, our Patchouli Project. And this one is from that new CD called Anything Is Possible. And this one is called After All. Time and time again, you climb out to the end, daring to suspend in thin air. And round you go, like the gear in a carousel. So caught up in the show, you don't care. So up and down you fall, 'cause after all, the world can look so small from way up there, when you're there. You can call and come after all. If you call, I'll be there. You push and pull away the sculptor, the clay. You're the one to say what you're made of. Every time you leave, you got your heart out on your sleeve, wearing what you believe to be love. And so you give till it gives away, and there's nothing left to say. You're just hoping that you can stay, nothing but when there. You can call and come after all. If you call, I'll be there and come after all.
Take my hand. Oh, and you're lost at sea.
Thank you very much. So we're singing a couple more of our newest songs that we put out on this Anything Is Possible CD. And this next CD song is the track title track, Anything Is Possible. And just something we truly believe, including, I don't know, traveling not as far as Bill Staines has, but I'm younger, so I'm still working on it. I know he's done 2 million miles, but we're up to about 700,000 or so in our musical adventures, and we just love it. We love getting to go to new places, and we love coming back to places that feel like home. So this one is Anything Is
Which,
possible.
Oddly enough, it feels like in this theater.
Yeah.
It's just like our house. We've got a trolley.
Exactly. That stoplight, that really does remind me. The edge of the water, like the sun sinking in. And I left my light at the edge of your tomorrow. You will find it waiting when your day begins. And I feel alright, taking off, taking flight. Yeah, I feel alright in the wind. Oh, I feel alright, taking off, taking flight. Yeah, I feel alright in the wind. I left the poets by the bed while he were dreaming, so he would wake up in time. I left the artist and the painters gently hanging in the balance between color, space, and light. And I feel alright, taking off, taking flight. Yeah, I feel alright in the wind. Oh, I feel alright, taking off, taking flight. Yeah, I feel alright. Songs in my soul. Hold on, cause anything is possible. In my heart, ooh, in my soul. Hold on, cause anything is possible. I don't know how to stay, but I don't know where we're going. Hold on, cause anything is possible. I got big love in my heart. I got songs in my soul. Hold on, cause anything is possible. In my heart, ooh, in my soul. Hold on, cause anything is possible. In my heart, ooh, in my soul. Hold on, cause anything is possible. Thank you very much.
Patchouli. Oh, yeah.